Ilhan Omar, Trump creating a police state, showing hatred for our American values. By Hannah Knudsen on June 19, 2025. Far-leftist squad member Ilhan Omar, DMN, believes the U.S. is becoming a police state, and she believes it is President Trump, not radical leftists rioting and breaking the law, demonstrating hatred for our values as a country. Omar spoke out against the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and in support of the protesters, parroting the leftist narrative that ICE operations, detaining and deporting illegal aliens with criminal histories that include second-degree murder and child molestation, are functionally equivalent to the creation of a police state. We are in the midst of the creation of a police state where, you know, you have masked armed men who are in plain clothes that are snatching people off the streets, unwilling to identify themselves. You have the military being deployed in our streets, she said during an interview with Democracy Now. She made no mention of the fact that military assets were used to quell rioters in Los Angeles, many of whom lit vehicles on fire, looted, and targeted police officers with Molotov cocktails and rocks. Related, Trump, Los Angeles would be burning to the ground without National Guard. At least 10 deputies were injured by rioters over the last week, according to Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Gialuna. Referring to Trump as a failed dictator, Omar asserted that he is the one who is in the process of destroying our country. I think the person who is in the process of destroying our country should look in the mirror, and that's Trump, and notice that he is the one that has hatred for the values that we have here in America and everything that we have built, the Democrat claimed. The reality is protest dissent is constitutionally protected. That is everybody's First Amendment right in this country, she said, making no mention of the sheer lawlessness seen in LA and other parts of the country as anti-ICE protests descended into uncivilized chaos. Related, fuck ICE, leftist protesters flood Los Angeles as National Guard defends ICE detention center. And the fact that we have a president that is threatening to use heavy force, which, again, begs the question, is he going to send people? You know, is the police going to be that heavy force? Is the military going to be that heavy force? What is a heavy force? And why all of a sudden, are Americans not allowed to exercise their First Amendment rights? She asked, again ignoring the reality of the violent riots. And again, this should be alarming to Americans to understand that we are headed towards a dangerous path, and it will be a dark day if we do not stand up for ourselves, for our Constitution and for our Republic, she added. Watch.